I once spoke to you before that actually we are not praying for restoration because we are desperate, but we are praying for restoration because God's name, his other name, is El Ashiyib, which means God of restoration. It's his name. You cannot talk about spirituality without the word restoration. Okay. You can't. Because we were once dead in sin, but God restored us to life through faith in Christ Jesus. So you can't talk about being born again without mentioning the word restoration. Restoration. You can't talk about Jesus coming back to life without mentioning the name restoration. So restoration moves in almost every aspect of our lives. And today, as we'll be praying, I want you to pray that God restore me, restore my life. Be it spiritually, physically, we'll be praying for these wonderful issues. Now, I want us to see something here that is very important. We'll be checking from the scripture. In the book of Psalm 51, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. This is what we'll be praying for today. Unless the Lord will lead us into other things. You see, if you receive Jesus or you are saved and you never had that joy in you, something was wrong or something is wrong. The moment you receive Jesus or you discover your purpose of your calling, there is this moment where you develop a particular joy in you. How many here ever had joy when they were saved? They had this excitement of being saved. Can I see the hands up? But there is a moment that joy can disappear. It's no longer the same way you used to feel, I want to be in the church, I want to pray, I want to fast. The joy of salvation. Now we see in the Bible here, David is praying that he needs that joy back. Come on. I want us to read together. Let's read. And again, one day go read. So what's the prayer point he's praying for? When we are dealing with the restoration, we're not just talking about you being restored. I lost a car and I need another car back. No, go to a lawyer. But when we're talking about restoration, we mean complete spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, materially. It must not just be something to please you and to make you happy. Look at the neighbor next to you, say, receive restoration of your salvation. Now, if you see that it's not there, and imagine this, that you actually, nowadays it's okay. You can actually go to sleep without having this passion to study the scripture. You can actually do anything. You are no longer feeling the way you were feeling before. Something is wrong. And David says, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. If you have a neighbor, just tell that neighbor, say, hey, are you still having that passion? Ask them again, are you still having that passion? What are they saying? So? Sometimes. Come on, give that neighbor, say, hey, receive restoration. Say, go back how it started. Tell them again, go back how it all began. Go back how you used to feel. Imagine a person who, when you were saved, you could not even, you know, feel comfortable being in certain places. But all of a sudden, it's okay. You can actually be somewhere else where you were actually not comfortable before. Used to feel somehow, somewhat, but now that feeling is no longer there. Because God is showing you that you need restoration of your salvation. Come on, look at your neighbor. If you have a neighbor, tell them again. Say, are you still like before? What are they saying? They didn't answer, right? The joy of thy salvation. That joy. If there is a thing I always pray for, is for that. You ask me, 18 years ago, I was climbing mountains to pray. I spent the whole night praying. I would actually stay, live there and pray. You ask me today, I'm still doing the same. Because I do not want to lose the joy of my salvation. Tell a neighbor, if you have a neighbor, God is looking for you to be restored. It's not too late. You can be restored. Whatever you lost spiritually, your prayer life, your love for God can come back right now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. That passion for Jesus, that fire for Jesus, that fire to pray, may it come back in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet and say, oh Lord, restore me once again. Restore me once again. My prayer, my passion, my zeal, in the name of Jesus, I pray for restoration. You see, the Lord is going to take you back. The Lord will take you, he will take you back. He will take you back. You know, it's like there was a meeting you were having before with God. But that meeting is no longer happening lately. But I want you to know this. You can lose everything in life, but never lose your place with God. That's the place. If you need the restoration right now, that's the place you need to pray for. I need my position back spiritually. I need to stand again on my point. A place where I had passion for you. A place where I used to have fear for you. The place where I used to seek for the Spirit. The place where I used to seek for your love. I had no fear. I had boldness. I need that position back. Where my eyes can open and I can hear God in the Spirit. I need that position back where I had faith. Some of you right now, you even have a lot of problems. You can't even address them anymore. It's like you have given up. You have accepted they are part of your life. Because spiritually you are not okay, I promise you. It is a sign of falling spiritually. You can never accept your problems and make it a normality. No, it isn't normal. It isn't. Something's wrong. Where is the old you? Who used to say in the name of Jesus, I command this problem to go. You need restoration. You need restoration. Where is the old you? Who had this relationship with the Bible? You can't even look at your Bible anymore. You are just a woman or a man who has become a religious entity. What happened? What happened with you opening the scriptures? No disruption. Switching off your phone. Just, I want to read the Bible. I want to pray. What happened? God is telling me, what happened? You need the restoration. God is looking for restoration. And I can tell you, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. I want you to make a prayer right now. I need my restoration. I need the restoration. Give me back the scripture. Give me back the scripture. NIV. NIV. 1, 2, 3, go read. Grant me what? You need that back again. That willing spirit. Where you will say, I want to go and pray. I want to do this. The willing spirit. Let's read again the scripture. Let's read again the scripture. 1, 3, go. Read. Read. To who? To who? Let's read again. You need spiritual sustenance. Spiritual sustenance. You need to be maintained. Oh God, give me a willing spirit. There are people who want to pray, but that willing is not there. They want to read the Bible. It's not like they don't want to. But that willingness. Grant me, Lord. Grant me, Lord, a what? Grant me a willing spirit. Go back into your fastings. The Lord is calling for you back. Go back into your prayer. Go back into your closets. You need the restoration today. Spiritual restoration. To that joy of God's salvation. Raise up your hands. Begin to pray the Holy Ghost. Karoshapa ataka paradis. Pray the Holy Ghost. Speak the Holy Ghost.